Okay. I like to tell the story when they changed the 417 route. I lived on Sirotskin, and the 417 to Beit Shemesh used to go up Malchei Yisrael. So around once a week, I would go to Geula to catch the bus, rather than catching it at a later spot in the route. And I'd go to farm stores, it's like hanging out at the mall. And then they changed it to Bar Ilan. And I, this is like the worst thing. But Hashem was smarter than me. Because I moved, and one of the worst things about my trip was that I had to take a bus to get to the bus, both ways. Coming here and going home, after the 417, I would have to take a bus to get home. What was even worse than that is that my wife told me I didn't have to, I should walk. That was even worse. But we won't talk about that. We'll talk about just, and meanwhile Hashem was planning that Yeshua for me. Not Yeshua, it wasn't the biggest tragedy in the world, but it certainly made the trip more, I looked forward to it. You know, it was like, oh man, now I have to go to Beit Shemesh. Like, when you have to take a bus to a bus, you know, and I'm the type that goes out to the bus like 10 minutes before it's supposed to be there, because it might come early, and then once I say it might come early, so that becomes the new time, then I have to give another 5 minutes because it might come early, right? And I am. So I was like spending so much time on the bus trip. But then it changed its route, and then I moved. And now I'm a 3 to 4 minute walk from the bus. So A, I don't have to take a bus to the bus. I walk to the bus, and I know, and I don't have to waste like a minute. I could walk and be there when the bus comes, because it's the beginning of the route. So I don't have to worry about traffic. Like, it gets to the bus stop 3 minutes after the start of the route. And it takes me 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes to walk there. Like, boom. Like, and Hashem had that all planned when he changed the route of the 417. I didn't know it yet because I was still living on Sirotskin. He knew I would be moving to Sanhedria, but I didn't know. So, you see, everything's good. And coming home at night, certainly, you know, it's a long day, tired, you come home. I just walk home now. I'm home in 5 minutes, you know, coming home. I'm more tired, I walk slower. I'm home in 5 minutes. I used to have to wait for a bus. A mess. Okay. So, the bracha. A special bracha for Ritzei Yalav Yovo. If you... Yudalid, Rosh Chodesh. No. But the first two meals, all this is true by the first two meals, because you're mechuyev to eat pas. We're on Yud Gimel, the middle of Yud Gimel. Aval besuda shlishis, this is the first two meals. On shalshudis, what we call shalshudis, shafilu b'shabas ain't a mechuyev lechol pas davka. Or it's a shail if you have to. So the bottom line halacha is that you don't have to. I mean, lamaisa you have to, because you want to be yoytzer shel shudis according to all shitas. But you don't have to. It's not clear that you have to wash, so you're not going to bench over. Benching over, if you forget ritzei, is dependent on that benching is an absolute, because you have to eat bread. If you have to eat bread, you have to bench. So if you forgot ritzei, you have to bench over, because benching is an absolute. If you don't have to eat pas, like by shalshudis, so we can't turn to you and say bench again, because it's not an absolute obligation, because you could have not washed also. Because came biyomtiv, he means the third meal of yomtiv, because you don't have a chiyuv of sudash lishas at all on yomtiv. And therefore, ein achovas hayom olav, it's not an objective obligation. So you do not bench over shal shudas if you forget ritzei. So ella goyim kach bechasam ozon. But if you remembered that you forgot ritzei before you started the fourth bracha, avolam nizkar b'mochem sheyochol l'sakein b'bichas hashenosan shabosos l'mducha, mechuyav l'sakein, and you say the bracha. You even say Hashem's name, I believe, even by shal shudis. Yes. Afilu b'kama suda she'ochel. Even if it's mamash optional, like a fourth meal on Shabbos, a third meal on Yom Tov. You dalid, if you made a mistake on Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say alav yavo, you do not bench over, because you don't have to eat pas on Rosh Chodesh. But if you remembered that you forgot to say before you started the fourth bracha, so there's a bracha to be said there. The Tikkun Chazal is still operative. Oyme baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam asher nosan roshei chodoshim l'amo Yisrael u'zikaron, but ve'ein achosein. This is the kids of Shulchan Aruch. You don't say baruch ato Hashem, it's not a complete bracha. Ve'ein chilek ben yom v'layla, unlike Shmona Esrei. Now here they bring down, there's a shtickle Torah from the kids of Shulchan Aruch in the back. That usually means he maybe changed his mind. What are we in? Simen Mem Dalet Sif Yud Gimel. Here we are. No, he just brings down the other Achreinu Machalik about what he says. But Lamaisa, we paskin that way on Rosh Chodesh. You say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Nosan Roshei Chodoshim, but you don't make a complete bracha out of it with a psicha and a chasima. On Chol HaMoed you do, because Chol HaMoed already you have to eat pas and you have to bench over. Mishnah Berurah argues with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that by Chol HaMoed is like Rosh Chodesh. You have to just remember these rules or get a sitter that has them very clearly, probably with the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that Chol HaMoed is like Rosh Chodesh. So whereas the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says on Chol HaMoed you don't bench over, but you do say this bracha with Baruch Ato Hashem, and you conclude Baruch Ato Hashem B'kaddish Yisrael V'Azmanim, but the Mishmur Paskins, you don't conclude it with that. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't bench over. The eating pas on Rosh Hashanah is not absolute, but you do make the bracha.
Baruch Ato Hashem.
Rosh Hashanah, what did I say? Rosh Hashanah.
Unless it falls out on Shabbos.
Not if you forgot Yalav Yavah. We're talking if you forgot Yalav Yavah. I will learn in the next if it starts getting combined.